Section 4, Cultural Challenge 4, Confront Evil, Not Abandon Good. Spiritual Awakening. We can confront evil peacefully through nonviolence, non-cooperation. In the second part of the last video you viewed, you saw an insurance story example of using nonviolence, non-cooperation. God calls us to confront evil, not abandon good. We can confront evil peacefully through nonviolence, non-cooperation. It's not always easy. I must confront evil, not abandon good. There is a war of evil spirits going on. If any are to come to God, they must confront. Any who do God's will are to confront all whom they come in contact with. All who hear God in their hearts shall confront. What they shall confront is up to God. Some shall confront themselves, some shall confront others. Those who confront others shall be twice blessed. They shall be blessed for confronting themselves and for confronting others. All who love God shall come to God. All who turn from God shall suffer eternally. All who hear the one who confronts them shall be asked to account for their actions by God. All those who scorn the one who confronts them shall be scorned by God. Sharing a God concern at work in a small group where work meets faith. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Our discussion group 3, work. Sharing questions. Can you share a concern you have about your handling of something at work in relation to becoming a more God-centered person? Ideally, this would be a question about faith and morals. It's a question about doing the right thing in the eyes of God. And is this a concern about self-change you are facing now as opposed to trying to change someone else? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No trial has come to you but what is human. God is faithful and will not let you be tried beyond your strength. But with the trial he will also provide a way out so that you may be able to bear it. Can any share experience you have in facing a similar concern? Now this is a story of experience. Micah chapter 2, verse 13 says, the one who makes a breach goes up before them. They make a breach and pass through the gate. Their king shall go through before them, the Lord at their head. Question 3. What alternative or combination of alternatives does the focused person like best? So after you've heard what other people's stories are facing a similar situation, you would determine what sounds best to you. Then you would ask, do you see this solution as being for the primary values? Is the experience for doing that which is truly in the best interests of others? Attaining a goal, can you get the job done? And 3, operating in an area of meaningful expansion for yourself. The rule is, if one or more of the values is present, and the experience does not go against any of the other values, you will feel good. If the experience goes against one or more of the values, you will feel bad, even if other values are present. Even if you feel bad but are doing the right thing, you will feel joy. So that's basically how the Work Meets Faith small groups also operate with that protocol. And for those who are facilitating such a session, in general, you follow the odd rule. When you are tempted to say something in response to what a speaker has said, be silent and call on others to speak. The rule is odd because when you want to speak, the rule says do not talk on the subject. As a facilitator, the more you want to say something in response to what has been said in the sense of coming to some conclusion, the more you need to be silent and call on others to form consensus to resolve the matter. This odd rule will help shift the burden of choice off of you and onto the group. In the end, the group will more appreciate you because your use of the odd rule.